does make a certain amount of sense. He could be right.
I believe I misjudged the man entirely.
But you said he was clever.
Exactly. Holmes, this theory of his leaves far too much unexplained.
Such as?
Why was Scott Eccles there?
Pure coincidence.
Explain the note.
I already have. It's from Garcia's mistress. His married mistress, arranging a meeting.
But why the business in the early hours of the morning? Why was the body over a mile from the house? Why has the other servant, Carlo, disappeared? If the motive was robbery, where are the spoils?
Holmes, I can't be expected to reel off explanations at the drop of a hat.
And most significant of all, why was the address in a different hand?
I don't know. If Baines is wrong, then I can make neither head nor tail of the whole business.
Oh, Baines is certainly wrong.
And you have a solution.
I don't have all the facts yet, but I do have an explanation which covers all the facts so far.
A conspiracy?
That's Holmes's theory. Garcia and the servants, if they were servants, were all acting together. And the woman who wrote the note is in on it too.
But who does he think they were conspiring against exactly, and why?
Someone who lives or works in the same house as the woman. As to why, well, you know as much as I do, I'm afraid. Holmes only gave me the broad strokes.
But the crime, whatever it was, went wrong.
Exactly. Garcia was killed and the others went into hiding.
If they were all planning this crime, why invite me to stay? They'd hardly want any witnesses.
Well, Holmes thinks you were there to provide an alibi.
An alibi?
To swear that Garcia was in the house at 1 o'clock. Whereas in reality, he was somewhere else entirely.
You mean he lied to me about what time it was?
That's the idea.
Extraordinary. I thought the whole thing was over and done with, and now that Inspector Baines has arrested the cook.
Ah, he told you about that, did he?
This morning. Apologised for detaining me and told me I was free to go.
You were free to go at any time. Unless he actually arrested you.
Oh, no. To be fair, he treated me handsomely. The police are paying my bill at this place, you know.
He said. Isha's finest to tell. I wasn't sure if you'd still be here.
I thought I'd delay my departure until after lunch. Be ashamed to miss this excellent party, wouldn't it?
It certainly would. Tell me something. Did Garcia strike you as the criminal type?
No, certainly not. Doctor, Mr. Holmes' reputation is second to none, of course, but... Well, it is hard to believe.
There you are, Will.
Oh, thanks, Martha. He's a good man, your Elias.
Now, pay him when you get a new play.
Oh, it'll be a long wait.
Oh, good health.
And to you.
Lost your job, have you?
Who wants to know?
Someone that is looking for one himself. Eddie Irvin.
Will Warner. You're not local.
Oh, been travelling.
There's nothing going round here.
Ah, there's something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, your old place. Or have they filled it?
Look, take my advice. You go right on travelling.
Not a good house, was it?
Good enough if you want to be cursed at and kicked out for no reason. And dismissed out of hand just because your master's in a temper.
Well, just because he kicks you, don't make me do the same to me.
Don't you believe it. Kick at the old world, that one.
Oh, he must be powerful angry.
Or powerful scared.
What do you mean?
Look, leave me alone. Let me drink in peace.
Well, I reckon if you've got a kicking, you must have deserved it. Deserved the sack too, I dare say.
Oh, you think so, do you? Well, you listen here.
You ask me, he sold his soul to the devil, and now he's expecting him to come up and claim it in person.
So that's where you've been all afternoon?
Yes, searching for someone like my informative drinking companion.
Where did you get those clues?
Well, half a crown in the right place can work wonders.
Oh, they're quite disgusting.
Now, you remember the note?
Of course.
Seventh door to the right, so a particularly large house.
Yes.
Well, there are only 6 possible candidates in the district, and I've spoken to servants from each one. 5 of the 6 are owned by prosaic, respectable people far aloof from romance. The 6th... My friend's ex-employer is one Mr. Henderson, a curious man to whom curious adventures might befall.
And he's the cause of this conspiracy? You surely have more than the word of a disgruntled gardener.
Yes, look here. Well, the house is called High Gable. See, not half a mile from where they found Garcia's body.
It's not very strong.
There's more. This Henderson's a foreigner, and his secretary are the same.
Another house of foreigners?
Yes. You see how the gaps begin to close? There's Henderson, his secretary Lucas, his two young daughters, and their governess, Miss Burnett, an Englishwoman.
You think she's the woman?
The writer of the note, yes. The fourth member of the conspiracy.
But the note was signed D. Godspeed,